After what was an inspiring start to the session, we had the Aussie market, the ASX 200, closing higher around 42 points or 0.7% to close at 6,139 points. And it really came off the back of the performance in the financials, the big four banks really helping push the sector and the broader market higher. CBA leading the way there, up around the 2% mark. We also had a very busy day on the reporting season front, around 30 stocks coming out with their earnings results, and that played a part as well in a number of stock movements. One of the biggest coming from Webjet, the online travel business, up around 30% on its first half results. And we saw some similar performances from the travel industry. Qantas, our largest airline, up around 2%, although profit fell around 16% on higher fuel costs. But the airline did announce around a $300 million share buyback to its shareholders. We also had a decent performance coming through from Flight Centre, the travel agency, up around that 1% mark as well. Wesfarmers, the conglomerate, today announced its results, and it saw a special dividend will be paid to shareholders of $1 per share, and that comes on the back of the demerger of Coles as well as a sell-off of several other assets as well. Wesfarmers shares up close to 7%. It wasn't all good news, however. Coca-Cola Amatil down around the 1% mark. It saw its net profit hit by 37% to $279 million due to the write-down of its SPC, the fruit and vegetable business. And Mineral Resources, the mining company, saw its net profit down around 92% and its share price falling around the 5% mark today. On the economic front, we had some strong jobs data come through for the month of January. 39,100 jobs added compared to around 15,000 expected by most analysts. The unemployment rate stayed steady at 5%, with the participation rate climbing a little bit higher. The Aussie dollar did jump above 72 US cents after the announcement, but has now fallen back to around 71.1 US.